Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
The Mandalorian is bringing Star Wars live action to the TV screens.
Before you started, you said Mandalorian. For the listeners, you would have edited that out. But I'm just letting everybody know you said the Mandalorian.
Okay, good.
Let you know.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
And to tie into that, we're looking at a Star Wars comic from 2011 called Star Wars Blood Ties, Boba Fett and Jango Fett something. That's who it's about.
So it features not one, but two Mandalorians.
That's right, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the tagline. Father and clone in an adventure spanning two generations.
Just say father and son.
No, but that's not what they are, though.
Aren't they?
They are father and clone. Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett.
No, I know that, but he raised him as his son.
He's still a clone, though.
All right, well, then it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I agree. Yeah.
Good thing they warned me by saying it was a father and clone situation. Well, then it's not a father and clone situation. It's not a father and clone situation, then, is it? It's a man and clone situation.
Fair point.
Yes.
I can't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you can be a father and not be related to the person.
Oh, is this a bit of a hidden reveal here that he's got another kid? That he's got an actual son?
That is actually exactly what this comic is about.
The title is accurate. Is this going to be just 10 minutes of us going back and forth on whether the title is accurate or not?
We can decide that at the end.
Okay, good.
The other thing I want to decide is, do you think Boba Fett is a good bounty hunter?
Again, look, we've discussed this many a time.
Mm.
Look, based on all the comic books and the novels and the role-playing games and the video games or what have you, they would have us believe that he is a competent bounty hunter.
Yes.
But based on his actual screen time in the actual movies...
You're talking more the original trilogy, because yes. I think he's shown to be more competent as Daniel Logan, young Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah, right.
Then grown up Boba Fett.
He's certainly good at saying, get him, dead.
He's great at saying that.
Yeah, but I think based on the original trilogy, he seems like a bad bounty hunter, yes.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm wondering whether this comic will change your mind.
Okay, right. Is it just him, like, standing in a field of rakes as they swat him in the face?
What's the minimum number of rakes he can step on for you to be like, he's okay, he's a good bounty hunter?
I reckon I'll give him one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he's wearing a helmet, can't see much, can he? But
that's
he'd probably
true,
look out the bottom of
he'd
it.
He'd look down, exactly, oh, yeah. There'd be a rake-looking hole. You know?
It's probably a mirror in that helmet.
Exactly.
Who knows?
He should have a rake proximity sensor. And it flashes in front of his entire face. Really loud buzzer. And he has no other option just to stand there and hope that all the rakes go away.
That's right. This is by Tom Taylor with art by Chris Scalf.
I don't know anything about Chris Scalf, but I like the work of Tom Taylor.
Absolutely. And if people could like this video as well, that would be much appreciated,
wouldn't
it?
Like you like the work of Tom Taylor.
Exactly.
And Mr. Scalf or whatever his
That's
name
right.
is.
Okay.
Scalfator.
Anyway, so this comic starts with Boba Fett being surrounded by enemies, but he's not afraid, Mason.
My enemies?
No, just his enemies.
Okay, right.
Just bad dudes in the galaxy, a crime lord, some other bad dudes, bounty hunters,
oh, yeah.
You know, gunmen, all that kind of thing.
And
yeah.
They're pointing at him and they're saying, you're a bad bounty hunter. This is an intervention. You should quit bounty hunting. We're your friends. I mean, sure, we've tried to kill you multiple times and you've survived by accident, but that's not going to happen every time. You should definitely quit.
But then we get a flashback to Jango Fett putting his rocket launcher backpack onto Boba Fett, which is also
baby Boba Fett.
Well, the kid Boba Fett.
All right, okay.
You know, his jetpack.
Uh-huh.
And he then sprays him with the scent of this Star Wars dragon monster
uh-huh.
and goes, okay, so what I've done, I've sprayed you with this scent. We're in this dragon cave. There's that dragon right there. You need to get a tooth from that dragon. Good luck! And he leaves him. So it's a training exercise, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
After he gets the tooth, he's
You're
like...
You're going to do this with your one kid? I guess you could get another kid cloned.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, sure.
He's probably got spare kids. He We've definitely...
got some spare kids,
You're telling me that this guy is his first clone son? I highly doubt
it. Oh, that's a really good point, isn't it? Maybe he's the second one, B.
Yeah.
Probably had an Alpha Fett. And he had, you know...
Boba Fett. Yeah. Next one would be Chris Fett.
Chris Fett, exactly, yeah.
So after his son gets the tooth, he comes out and he's like, why would you do that and what is wrong with you? And he's like, well, here's the lesson. You've now faced the most fearful thing that you'll ever face in your life. Everything beyond this is a piece of cake compared to that dragon you just faced. And he's like, yeah, good lesson. I guess you fuckwit. You're dog of a bloke. So they get back on the ship. Ring, ring. On the phone, it's Dooku.
Dooku?
He's on a rotary phone. He's an old man. So, ring, ring. You know how he is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So oh, on the phone. A Dooku.
I got this bounty for you. I can't tell you any specifics of it, but you need to kill this guy. It's very important.
It's yourself.
Yes.
What?
That's what it is, essentially. Yes, it is.
And none of this makes any sense.
It will make sense. I think it's a good comic.
Have Dooku and Fett ever teamed up before? Did they have any screen time in the movies?
Yeah, they're a father duo team.
Dooku and Fett.
Oh no, no. I mean, no. In the no, they're on screen together, but they don't fight together.
Okay, right.
But they're a bit of a duo because Dooku recruited him to be the clone template.
He recruited him
to be the clone template of all the clones.
Okay.
So Jango Fett's like, don't even worry about it. We'll go get this guy. They go to find this dude, and then Jango Fett says, look, the important thing in a bounty hunting situation, Boba Fett, listen to this: is you got to avoid confrontation. And he's like, you made me fight a dragon. Like you did the opposite. And he's like, this is a different lesson. So don't even worry about it.
It's so weird that Boba Fett ended up being a bad bounty hunter with this sterling advice his father's delivered to him.
So
don't forget to do two conflicting things at all times, son. P.S. You're not really my son, but you are my son.
That's right. Mm. Father and clone. So Boba Fett nails this guy in the head. He's wearing a helmet for reasons that you pointed out. Jango Fett flies down and he's like, let's bloody end this. And then he takes off his helmet and he's like, I'm you, you can't kill me because I'm a clone like you. Well, you're not a clone, but I'm a clone of you.
This is set prior to the events of Attack of the Clones.
Yes, just before that era of Star Wars.
Hmm.
And he's like, the reason I escaped is because being a clone trooper sucks. We're all in CGI armor, marching in unison. You've seen Attack of the Clones. It's not a good movie, he says to Jango Fett. But I don't want to be this. I just want to live my life. And he's like, can you shoot yourself?
Want to live.
Exactly. He's like,
the Madden brothers are clones.
He may very well be. He goes,
vegan clones that did that KFC ad.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's poor form.
Oh, isn't it?
I mean, I'm not a vegan, obviously, but come on, man.
They were like, we're vegans. We're militant vegans. And then Australia was like, you want like $1 million to do a KFC ad? And they're like, yeah.
I don't think I could endorse KFC, even though I have eaten KFC before. We had an endorsement for Denny's. And I'd eaten Denny's once, and I'm like, not a chance in hell I could endorse this food.
Huh.
No good. So anyway, the clone of Jango Fett's like, can you shoot yourself? Can you do it? And he's like, yeah. And he shoots him dead. But just at that point, a woman walks into the room with him.
Lady Jango Fett clone.
Not true.
Oh.
But a regular woman walks in with a baby, and the baby...
Jango Fett clone?
No. The baby is the son
Got a gun.
No.
Who's got a gun?
Nobody's got a gun.
Jango Fett's got a gun.
Yeah. It's a blaster.
All right.
Yeah. So the baby is called Connor Freeman and is the son of that clone trooper.
That's a surprisingly regular name for the Star Wars universe.
Well, it's C, isn't it?
It's true. That's right.
That's it. And the wife's like, "Why you got my husband's face?" And he's like, "Nanya." And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "Nanya business, see you later." And he's out of there. That's not the exact dialogue. So she's confused. The son's like, "What happened, Dad?" And he's like, "I'll tell you later." But he didn't tell him later because then the events of Attack of the Clones happen and he gets decapitated, right?
Sure.
Flash forward to the modern day of the original trilogy.
So a long time ago
still. Boba Fett's still mad that his dad was murdered, but he's like, I can't even get a Mace Windu because he was murdered himself. So I carry this rage.
Oh, I see,
What do I do with my rage? Bounty hunting. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a bounty on Connor Freeman and he's like, who cares about bloody Connor Freeman? Because he's now grown up. It's 20 years plus. Oh, and his informant's like, you should care about Connor Freeman because your dad... Jango Fett has been wire transferring him money his entire life.
Oh, not a deadbeat dad at all.
That's right.
Has he been supporting all the clone troopers?
I don't think so. Just this one, it would seem. Right. Yeah. And so Boba Fett's like, why would my dad be doing that shit? And he's like, I don't know. Why don't you go and bloody check it out? This guy Connor, he owes a crime lord, Tayand, this insane crime lord, a bunch of money for gambling debts.
Do you think the money is delivered in Fet coin?
No.
It's like Bitcoin.
But yeah, it's Fet. Bitcoin. Yeah, so it's worthless.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we cut to Connor Freeman, and he's, like I said, he's in his 20s. He's sleeping at a bar, and there's a Dexter Jetster behind the bar. What is that species called?
A real... Oh, okay, right.
It's not important.
Do you think it's a clone of Dexter Jetster?
No, I think that's the limit on clones. That's the shelf on clones in this... In this particular series, in this four comic run.
See, you saw ahead. You knew that from this point forward, I was just going to ask who.
Yeah, that's true.
Which character?
Every person who enters a room, you would be like, "Is that a clone? Is that a clone?" Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you can't rule it out, can you?
No, I definitely can't. Mm. A bounty hunter comes in to get Connor, and he just shoots him over his shoulder because even though he's not trained, he's got, you know, his father's DNA. So he's
and everybody's force sensitive in this universe.
Everybody's force sensitive and whatever. Everyone's got a destiny and a force power and whatever. So he goes outside and then a group of bounty hunters attacks him. Boba Fett comes in, headbutts him, knocks him out, and's like, "Just wait here because I'm going to collect a bounty on you." But then the bounty hunters, who call themselves the League of Bounty Hunters.
Lame.
I know. Well, yeah, that's a running joke in this as well.
Oh, right, okay.
They're like, "We're going to kill you, Boba Fett, because we want to get this bounty." And he's like, "Don't be killing me, because I'm Boba Fett. I'll be killing all of you. That's what's going to be happening."
You know my reputation. It's good. Inexplicably, my reputation is very good.
Enter Bosk.
The great man.
The great man. Lizard man.
Yeah.
Strolls on through the fight. He's like, "Hello, Boba Fett. Hello, everybody.
It's me, Bosk, lizard man."
That's right. "By the way, this isn't worth my time." And he just keeps walking. That's the last we see of him. Mm. But there is a Bosk cameo in this comic, inexplicably.
Two S's. Don't wear them out.
That's that's his final word as he's, as he's leaving.
Yeah,
right. So Boba Fett has to drop his blaster, and he's like, "But I've still got weapons because I'm
he
Boba Fett."
He has to drop his blaster.
Because there's 10 of them.
No, because he's got chicken grease on his hands.
You're probably right.
He's like, "I'm going to fight you to the death." Whoop. Oh, I will surrender, actually.
Yeah, but he says, "Look, I'm still very much armed." And so what he ends up doing is he guns a bunch of them down with a flamethrower, stun darts, wrist-mounted rocket launcher, fiber cord whip, and his fist.
Oh, everything from his action figure card.
Exactly, that's right, yeah. He takes Connor and flies him out of the alley, and Connor's like, "They're still going to come after us." And he's like, "Don't worry, I got this bloody jetpack rocket launcher."
Does he fly him away like...
Yeah, he pretty much picks him up and carries him out.
Like,
yeah.
like a little bebe.
Like a little baby, yeah. And he fires his rocket launcher into the alley, seemingly kills the rest of the League of Bounty Hunters. And he puts a sleep gas on Connor, puts him on his ship. So Boba Fett thinks that Jango Fett is the father of this guy.
Yes.
And... Connor Freeman explains that Jango Fett is not my father. He's the man who killed my father. We're not brothers, you dumbass. You thought we were brothers. We're not. We're not even related. I mean, we're very related.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're related as two people can possibly be. In fact, even more related than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I guess they're actually father and son, genetically. And he goes, "Also, Boba Fett, you're clearly a clone of your father. Your father sucks. You suck. You're a dog." And then they have a bit of a punch up on the ship and they tumble out. But then the Bounty Hunter League returns in a ship and they shoot a big laser blast. They interrupt the two of them fighting. There's only two of the League left. They're still calling themselves the League and they're like, "Why are you calling yourself the League?"
You should have called yourself the Bounty Hunter Twins.
Yeah, exactly. The Bounty Hunter Duo.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So Boba Fett's unmasked on the ground, unarmed this time.
What's
for
he look
real.
Like?
Jango Fett. He's got the...
That was a test. You passed the test.
That's right. Yeah. I passed the test of this comic that I've read.
Yes, and same. Yes.
So he's like, "You can't shoot me. I'm Boba Fett. You don't have the guts." And the guy shoots him in the chest. In his armor.
Genius.
So obviously he's, again, Boba Fett lucking his way into surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ring...
Dooku?
No, Dooku's not in this again.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. Dooku.
Yes, thank you. Are there any other delightful cameos in this?
I can't remember. We'll have to see. So they ring Tayend and they're like, "We've got this guy. We're going to bring him in. Boba Fett's dead." And he's like, "Well, did you check his pulse?" And
they're like, "Whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop,
nah.
whoop."
They were too afraid, Connor says, they were too afraid to check his pulse in case he wasn't dead. Turns out also, he's not dead. He's very much alive and he's coming for them.
Finally, they'd seen the Star Wars original trilogy.
I know.
They would know that he doesn't die up until that point.
Exactly. That's all the information you need.
Mm.
So Boba Fett manages to swoop in and he grabs Connor again, carries him off. There's only one League of Bounty Hunter guys left because Connor manages to shoot one of them in the process. And Connor explains, look, the reason I got this bounty on me for the bloody gambling is because...
I killed heaps of kids.
And that's the way the universe, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't regret it. I'm a kid murderer.
The reason is that he beat Tayend at a game of cards and he didn't like that. He was like, this guy's clearly cheating. And so put this bounty on him for that reason. So the bounty is not legitimate.
That's the luck of the Fets though, isn't it?
Oh boy, is it. Yeah. Mm. So Boba Fett takes him though to the crime boss. He's like, I don't care about your gambling problems. All right. I'm taking you in.
Mm.
When they get there, the League of Bounty Hunters rolls in as in the one guy that's left.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, just shut up with your League of Bounty Hunters shit, all right? That's clearly over. And he's like, I'm in the spirit of the League of Bounty Hunters. And they're like, shut up.
He can probably see all their Force ghosts.
Maybe he can, yeah.
So by that, I mean he's got some sort of alcohol poisoning. It's a hallucination. No doubt,
yeah. Boba Fett, though, in a surprise twist, he goes, okay, this guy owes you 500,000 credits.
I thought he was going to say surprise twist, he twists his ankle. But all right. No, that would not be a surprise.
No, you're right, exactly. No, the surprise is, this guy owes you 500,000 credits. I'm going to pay that, so you let this Connor Freeman guy go. Free man, by the way, Mason.
Oh my God, I didn't even see it till the end.
That's right. But the crime boss, he's not having it. He's like...
If his last name was like Blaster to the Head...
Man.
It would have been a real twist. I would never have seen it coming.
That's
true.
Right. He's like, I'm not interested in your money, Boba Fett. I don't need the credits. I just want to torture this dude. I got this new Rancor. I've been dying to break it in.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, no thank you for the money.
Is this guy like a very thinly veiled Jabba the Hutt?
No, he's just a greasy, wormy, sharp teeth kind of looking dude. Crime boss. Imagine a Star Wars crime boss.
Like Jabba the Hutt before they put the CGI over the top of
it. Exactly like right, that. Yeah. Yeah. But no.
Okay, right.
So they're all surrounding Boba Fett, which is how the comic started. And Connor Freeman says, Boba Fett, I have 3 credits on me. If you kill everybody in this room, I'll give you the 3 credits. And Boba Fett's like, fuck yeah, I'll do that. So he starts...
3 more than I had.
Yeah, exactly. So he starts just murdering everybody.
Let me just check the back of my action figure card. See what I got here. What have I got left?
Yeah, which is basically where the comic book starts. Except this time it's narrated by Connor, who's like, I'm not afraid in this situation because I've got Boba Fett on my side, even though he still should very much be afraid. Because, that's not a lot, is it? Mm. Boba Fett shoots the crime boss through the head. There's a scuffle in general. He shoots the Rancor to anger it and then frees it. Then that kills a bunch of dudes. And the last guy from the League of Bounty Hunters, he puts his jetpack on it and launches it straight into the Rancor's mouth and explodes him. So it's like, good job, everybody. They escape. And Boba Fett's like, by the way, you owe me 3 credits. And he's like, here's your bloody 3 credits.
That's fun.
They part as friends, as father and son, as clone of a man who is... But you're a clone of father and son, let's just say.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. Wait, uncle and nephew?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Genetically father and son.
Mm.
And it also ends with Boba Fett taking the tooth of the Rancor, because, you know, that's what his father said to do. He's like, get teeth of things. When you kill a big thing. He's like,
do you think
I did.
He just wanted him to be a dentist?
Maybe. Maybe that's what he was telling him. Mm. He took the wrong message though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it ends with the ghost of Jango Fett, or the spirit looking down on the two of them and being like, good job, everybody. I'm Jango Fett. Remember me?
From that movie.
Yeah, we all remember you. We all remember you, Jango Fett.
Remember my head came right off that
That's
time.
That's right. What do you think of Boba Fett now, Mason, in this situation? Competent, with morals, many a weapon, carrying a man like a little baby. What do you think?
Put it on screen or it doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Wow. Well, I think he's the most dangerous bounty hunter in the galaxy, Mason.
Yeah, you're very easily led though, aren't you?
No, I think everybody agrees with me, including Daniel Logan, who plays Boba Fett.
I don't reckon he does.
Okay, we'll see about that.
I think so, I think we will.
Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. You got something you want us to bloody look at? We'll look at it, won't we?
Can't stop us.
Leave it below.
We can't stop you.
Can't stop us,
unless
won't stop
turn,
us, we can't
unless
stop
you. Turn
you.
The comments off.
Yeah, that's true, which I will not.
That's right.
Because freedom of speech, Mason.
That's right.
And PC gone mad, all of those things, isn't
things,
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every Monday morning. We, of course, have an upcoming episode on The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian,
sorry, I apologize. And there's videos here, of course, every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So subscribe for that. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown, but I'm thinking about changing it to The Mandalorian.
Well, now somebody, you better do it quick.
I better do it quick, right? Yeah.
Would have taken it by now, yeah. All right, thanks for watching, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.